Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
And now,
why do they have flames on their arms?
Why
they're not
care?
A Dothraki
maybe,
warrior.
Maybe
they're a human being. They're
maybe
not a son of anarchy. Falling.
Cultural change is hard.
How can you have a cell phone during a test?
Because if they don't,
it doesn't matter because there's no grades anymore anyway.
Oh. Cardamon came home today saying she felt as though she'd been grade shamed at school.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
be
and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Greg, if you were sitting down for open heart surgery and the doctor comes in and he's got a giant neck tat, you wouldn't say, uh-oh, I want to get out of here?
By the way, it's likely I will be.
Go ahead, keep eating it, fat boy.
No, I wouldn't care.
Oh, you're lying.
Why, though?
Really?
Why?
Am I pandering to the...
Naive new morning host, loves neck tats.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I think it's pretty much common knowledge that any woman that's tried to poison a man has done it with antifreeze because it's sweet and undetectable.
Ah.
It's a little concerning that you know that.
Hmm? You know how psycho I am. If I were going to poison someone, do you think it would be with something as basic as antifreeze?
Joined by...
They jello for sauce!
Wiggy.
Wiggy's here, by the way.
How you doing?
What up, Jules?
Some days you get a smart-ass Dennis Miller wannabe hybrid thinker like me, and on the other days you get Wiggy.
WPS.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
A lot of your classmates at Rivers, did they have tattoos?
Oh, my Curtis? God. There was actually a parlor inside the school, the quad.
White.
Right. It's kind of the lily white person that's like, oh, my God, he's got tattoos.
Yeah.
He's got to be a gangster. He's got to be a thug.
Couple of thugs out there.
What if it's a gang tag?
What does that mean, gang bang?
What
gang
if it's tag? Not?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Joke is something I should see at the theater, not sit next to on sports radios.
Where the f*** are they all? Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
Wiggy.
Yo, what is good?
How are you?
I am good. What's good with y'all?
I'm kind of sick, actually. I don't know what happened. I was up all night coughing and snorting.
Great.
And I don't know if it's probably the weather change.
Snorting?
I wasn't snorting. I was
fajita.
Maybe snorting's not the right word. whatever. Yes, yeah, snuffling.
Your jaw's flying around all over the place.
You know how it goes. Probably the weather change.
Yeah.
It goes from being 80 to 50 around
back to
these
80.
Parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something going around too.
Well, I think it's the start of flu season, so hopefully I didn't bring influenza into work like the Tom Hanks character bringing his disease into work.
Maybe we can get the governor to ban the flu.
Listen, my lead in a few moments. My lead may surprise you. I may actually reverse myself when it comes to our governor.
Wait.
And yes,
sounds like a Kevin McHale pivot.
It's a pivot. Wow. Yeah, it's gonna
We're
be
gonna
I'm gonna pivot during my lead, but we have a lot going on the show today, including Julian Bubs Edelman, who will join us in about 15 minutes on a Tuesday instead of a Friday because it's a short week and the Patriots play on Thursday. So Edelman coming up in about 15 minutes, and I've got to remind me when Julian is on that I want to give away passes to hang out with Julian Bubs Edelman on October 22nd at the premiere of the cover of the Boston Man magazine.
It's going to be a great party.
At the party.
Yes, they throw a great event.
Remind me about that. If you'd like to call and you'd like to join us at any time on the show today, the number is 617-779-7937, or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is
the
The Lead.
Well, this is a listener request now. This is hot chocolate. Everyone's a winner for Wiggy. Yeah. As requested last week.
Yeah.
Wiggy gets excited when you mention hot chocolate.
Yep.
Love some hot chocolate.
They got all excited.
Not gone with hot chocolate.
They got all excited last week.
Whether
about that.
Summer, spring, or fall.
What nice does she work?
While Ben Watson was released yesterday before he even played a game in his second go around, what a bizarre stretch here for the Patriots offense. It's official now, Greg. The Patriots' draft mistakes of the last 5 years have caught up with them. They need now a tackle, a receiver, a tight end, and cap space. And all you got to do is look back to the first and second round misses of Belichick back to 2014. Dominique Easley, Malcolm Brown, Jordan Richards, Cyrus Jones, Duke Dawson. They had no first and second round picks in 2017 because they traded for Cooks and Ely. This year, we don't know. We'll see about N'Keal Harry and Jawan Johnson, but The Belichick drafting is so bad, he covers it up. Brady helps him cover it up. For the most part, now it's coming back to roost. They are in a tough spot. They really are.
Wiggy, you surprised that Ben Watson was released?
No, I ain't surprised. I think they felt like the guys that they had could do the job that he would be able to do, and maybe they felt like he could do it a little bit better. And it also, you know, opens the door for my lead when we get to it. But Ken's theory is, didn't they draft a left tackle?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they
Where is he?
And he's on. Yeah. Well, he's hurt.
He's hurt, but he'll be back.
But they drafted him this year. So what about the five preceding years? Well, how are they in this spot now? Where you're counting on a second-year player, actually?
Because you said left tackle.
Who they traded Cooks to get?
Well, they have a left tackle. He's hurt. When you look at the tight end position, you know they got the two guys there that they feel like can do what Ben Watson would have been able to do. The wide receiver position, you make a run at two guys at a position and they get hurt. Last year, your first round draft pick was Sony Michel. You were able to win a Super Bowl with him and the things that he was able to do rushing the game, especially rushing the ball, especially in the postseason. So. It's not a honk. I'm just stating the obvious, man. If you're gonna throw something out there, I'm gonna counter.
The obvious is their draft stinks. Going back to 2014, it's terrible.
Who they draft last year?
Well, they drafted first Michelle round. and Wynn, who hasn't played.
Well, how did Michelle do?
I think they wasted a first round pick on him.
How did Michelle do?
He's okay.
And how did Wynn do when he played?
Played like two games.
Well, how did he do in those two games before he got hurt?
Average at best.
Okay.
Hey, at least Ben Watson gets to spend more time with his grandkids. How old is he? 72? Well, how old is he, Wiggy?
Yeah, 70, Ben,
73,
Ben's
74?
Got a lot of kids, man. He's procreating.
Seven words tweeted by a general manager in the NBA have completely exposed that league for the woke bull crap that they are.
Whoa.
Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong, was the tweet from Daryl Morey. The NBA, which likes to profess how it stands for equality, all the players tweet out how they support women, men, people suffering. Greg Popovich, the biggest fraud of them all.
You know, whether it's the LGBT movement or women's suffrage, people have to be made to feel uncomfortable.
So this league has been exposed because they have capitulated to the Chinese communist regime because they want their money. And all of the words they have spewed over the last several years, Adam Silver, the man, the beacon of the way league should be run, have been exposed. As people are protesting for freedom in Hong Kong, one GM tweets a simple message supporting those that are being oppressed. And the league rallies around the communist mega party of the communism in China, and they stand silent in the NBA.
Curtis, you are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. They are willing to pull an all-star game in the name of human rights from North Carolina.
Because of a bathroom bill.
But they are not willing to stand up for those who are fighting for democracy. You're 100% right, Curtis.
And ESPN might as well be its own state-run television channel for the NBA, because if this were the NFL, imagine what the Boston Globe and other publications would be writing about Roger Goodell and the conservative owners in the NFL standing against the people being oppressed in China. It would be a front-page national story. It would lead ESPN. But because they're all sycophants and they're bought and paid for by the NBA, it's not reported because the owners align with their political ideology.
Congratulations. If you're driving to work this morning, you're spending about 9 days in traffic this year.
9 days?
9 days in traffic. New study found the average American commuter sitting in traffic for 9 days annually on their way to work. The average commute has grown to about 27 minutes each way, which we laugh about here in the Commonwealth.
Yeah. 27 minutes. 27 that would be minutes. Delightful
that would be amazing.
For many of us.
You know what? Traffic not as bad today.
I think like 10% of the country has an average commute of over 60 minutes and like 90% of Massachusetts.
Curtis, where were you going yesterday that took you an hour and a half?
So I was leaving Belmont. I was at McLean where I belong and I was heading home and it took me 90 minutes to go 11.6 miles.
Oh, God.
It was
the
biggest disaster. Every road was more packed than the one before it. And these, every other car is a ride sharing car.
Yep. No,
every other car.
Right. Yeah.
And no one knows where they're going.
No.
And
that's
the problem. They're all going 15 right. miles an hour because they have no idea where to go.
Uber. And then the roads are like crap anyways. They're building, shutting lanes out. Don't try to go over the Tobin Bridge. Go from three lanes to one lane and fixing this, fixing that. I'm just like, man, just blow the thing up and
everything up.
Let's go back to how it used to be. Yes. There was no lanes, no lights. First person there gets
free
through.
For all.
Yeah.
What do you got, Wiggy?
All right, so my lead is this. You asked about the Ben Watson situation, but I think ultimately they made room for the big deal that is coming here within the next couple of weeks. Trade deadline. Patriots will be big players at this year's trade deadline, and you're starting to see them free up some money so they can bring in that player X. We don't know who he is.
You don't know who it is?
I don't know who it is.
You're not going to tell us who it is.
I don't know who it is, but I know that he will help the team out.
All right. Unfortunately, Massachusetts now has suffered its first vaping death. A Hampshire County woman who is in her 60s. And I don't often say this, but I was wrong, I believe, to criticize the governor and his vape ban.
Really?
Because we are dealing with the first death that was related to vaping in Massachusetts. So maybe it was a good idea by our governor stop for 4 months, to press pause for 4 months. Yes, I'm admitting that I may have been wrong. That's a sign of being wise and old is when you can admit
you
that you were wrong.
Are you in physical pain right now?
No. It's nothing.
So
I'm
the
not
governor texted you yesterday?
I'm not
yeah, was that a condition of him coming back
no,
to do breakfast with Baker?
No, it has nothing to
gonna
do with...
I'm going to text him right now.
No,
I don't believe
you. It has absolutely nothing to do with the governor coming on this show or anything else. It's just I think I may have been wrong, so... Those are our choices when it comes to the lead today. If you want to call and you want to be a part of the show this morning, 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. And coming up next, the guy that Tom Brady called one of the best players in the history of the franchise when he was on this show yesterday. That is Julian Edelman. He will join us coming up next.
Listen to Tom Brady's interview anytime on the radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Day is going on. Huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in today. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Well, Edelman on this injury report yesterday is funny. It's a theoretical injury report. If they had practiced, Julian would have been limited, the Patriots report, with Burkhead, Chung, Ebner, and Gordon. And they say that Philip Dorsett still would have been out. Adam Schefter said hamstring injury minor, though. He is week to week, so he might miss Thursday night. But the big news, the moving on from Ben Watson. Bill Belichick joined OMF yesterday. Last week, he sort of hinted at this, I guess, in that awkward minute exchange between Lou and the coach. Here's the follow-up. This is right before the announcement.
Was it the football player itself? Because a lot of people speculate, we've talked about, that the money that you could actually save as well for the cap hit.
Yeah. Well, Lou, we only have so many roster spots, so if we put somebody on, we have to take somebody off. And right now, there just wasn't a roster spot.
Not a roster spot, so they're going with Izzo and Watson, unless Wiggy's right, and that next
Izzo
piece
and
is coming. Oh, yeah, what did I say? Izzo and Watson. Izzo and Lacoste. Do you really feel like that's a secure position, tight end? If they don't make a move there, are they set at tight end?
Yeah, I think they are. Because
the
position has changed. Well, let me ask you this question. What do you think Ben Watson would have been able to do differently than Izzo and Lacoste that would have warranted you being like, okay, we need to bring him back?
Probably not much. And what I think the expectation by some is that you're going to go out and find Gronk 2.0.
That's
zero,
not happening.
And you're not.
Even if you go out and get Tyler Eifert, who they talked about in Cincinnati, is he an upgrade from Lacoste and Izzo? Yeah, maybe, but he's a guy that's dealt with some injuries and you don't know what you're getting. If you're using this money to go out and get you a Manny Sanders or a Stephon Diggs, now you brought in somebody that you know exactly what you're getting.
And you're on to something. They ought to bring Lizzo in at some point.
I like
Lizzo. To perform
she
live.
Thin Lizzo.
She's definitely, she probably could play the tight end position one. Set the edge.
Well, they're in a pickle any way you cut it here. As far as they need some help, we'll see. The trade deadline coming up on the 29th of October. Last night, though, the 49ers stayed unbeaten. Are we looking at a Jimmy G, Tom Brady Super Bowl in Miami? What a matchup that would be. 4-0 Niners
right
now.
The Cleveland Browns just stink. I told everybody at the beginning of the year, it's a shiny red Ferrari with no engine. It's going nowhere.
31-3, the final score last night on Monday Night Football. MLB yesterday, the Yankees closed out the Twins. They are on to the ALCS. Four scoreless from Luis Severino and Gleyber Torres, first playoff homer. How about the Twins? They've lost 16 straight playoff games going back to 2004. 16 in a row. That's a big league record. New York awaits the winner of Houston and Tampa. That series game four tonight at the Trop. 7:07 first pitch, Justin Verlander opposing Diego Castillo. National League will have two deciding game fives tomorrow, and the Bruins go for 3-0 tonight in Vegas. 10 p.m. faceoff. Hillman will be watching the entire 2 hours, 45 minutes, whatever. You'll be up late.
And I believe we have Bruins tickets to give away on the show tomorrow, correct, for Saturday night and the home opener.
The home opener.
They're flying around. They were flying around against the Coyotes, except for one guy.
Oh, come on.
Looking, by the way, these tickets will be given to somebody who does not have expansive leg room requirements.
Yeah, or anything else.
If you're short
or
vertically challenged.
What's the favorite?
You feel like you can fit into the seats at the Garden, then we'll give those tickets away tomorrow morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
He's been around for a long time. He's experienced. He's one of the best players in franchise, in the history of the franchise. So when you think of some of the great receivers we had, I mean, Julian's right up there at the top. So I mean, you got to get him the ball, and, you know, he's making a lot of yards within his hands, and, you know, we put a lot on Julian. Julian's a very smart player, very tough. I mean, he's mentally, physically tough. I mean, what he's gone through the last few weeks with his injury and then still just laying it on the line, and you see even on that catch and run there in the third quarter, him kind of diving over the pile. He just, you know, He's an incredible player, an incredible teammate, and you know the more we get him the ball, you know, the better it is for our whole offense.
Don't be offended, Wiggy, but Brady says that Edelman is one of the best players in the history of the franchise. You think he's right?
Yeah, he's 100% right. I believe it. When you look at what he's been able to accomplish and what he's been able to do, his production on the field makes him not only one of the best players in franchise history, but I've said this before. I think he's, you know, one of the best wide receivers in the game. He just doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it's the position he plays, but I also think that it's because he is white. If he was...
Really?
Yeah, if he was black, if he was a black receiver doing what he's doing, I think we would give him a lot of credit. And when I say we, the national media, but everybody looks at it and goes, well, he's a slot, and he's Wes Welker, and he's Wayne Corbett, and he's playing a cert. It's the system rather
Troy
than...
Brown's an African-American, and he sort of was overlooked nationally. He had some very similar career as Edelman.
But I think when you look at Troy was more of a, I don't know if he had the type of numbers that Julian had consistently. Troy was a very talented player, don't get me wrong. Troy, to me, was more of a do-it-all type of punt returner, a guy that could do a little bit of everything. When I look at Julian, I mean, he's done some terrific things. And when you look at of what he's been able to do in the postseason, second to Jerry Rice all time, I mean, for people who don't maybe say that has to play into pot a little bit, that's just naive. And I bet he probably feels the same way, and there are plenty of guys out there that probably feel that way.
I mean, is there anything that you don't define by race?
No.
It must be exhausting. No, but it has to be exhausting.
But it's not about – it's about the reality of it. You know, that's – players feel that way. So it's not, I'm not defining it just because of that. I'm saying that is it has to play. It's the same way with the black quarterback, right? A guy might be a great quarterback, but there's going to be like some guys that'll go, oh, you know, he's more an athlete because of the color of his skin. With Julian Edelman, it's just looked at. There are guys that are going to look at him and go, well, he's a system guy.
I mean, if that's the case, if you're right about that, it goes to the NFL and the GMs, too, because he's not been paid like a top receiver. $6-7 million a year? And it's not just a fan perception
thing.
Well,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's part of it. It's a league thing. It's a player thing. It's a GM thing. It's a coach thing. When you look at him as a wide receiver, that's the way we should be viewing him. The first thing people say, oh, he's a slot guy, but he started out really running a lot of routes outside the numbers. He's a guy that's been able to move in. He's very similar to Antonio Brown, except for the fact that, you know, he might not have the numbers like Antonio Brown had throughout his career because, you know, he's always played with that guy that kind of overshadowed him. And for Julian, for a long time, it was Rob Gronkowski.
Did you see your guy, AB, posting his workout video yesterday? Did Tom Brady like it immediately, Danielle?
Within 3 seconds. He was there. Yeah, he was actually in the
Tom
background.
Tom Brady was there, yeah.
Freeing up money.
Yeah, he's ready to go, AB. Sign him up. He's ready to go.
Career touchdown receptions, 32 for Edelman, 31 for Troy Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you look at Troy was a great player. But I would say if I had to choose between the two, and I played with Troy and I watched Julian, it would be tough. But I don't know. I like Jules, man. Jules can do some. He's so good run after catch, and he's tough. Troy was tough. They're very comparable as far as players.
Is Edelman a Hall of Fame guy?
I think he is.
You do?
I believe he is when you look at what he's been able to, if you account for postseason numbers. But I know, you know, people are like, well, they don't account for that.
But they should account for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just grab some sound from AB's Instagram story workout video real quick.
Let's go! Let's go! All right. Well, Julian Bubs Edelman is going to join us in just a few moments. And he's doing it on a Tuesday instead of a Friday because it's a short week. Speaking of joining us, Wiggy, you'll be here next Tuesday because you're here on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Gronk is going to be in the studio next Tuesday with CBD massage oil.
Oh, wow.
Danielle, what's up? I cannot wait for this day.
Now, does he rub it in?
Yes, he's going to rub it in.
Well, you
if you want. I mean, I assume you'd like to have Gronk rubbing his massive hands all over you.
I'd rather have Camille here. I'll go hang out with her in the corner. No, Perry? Do we get Perry?
No, Perry's not. No, Perry? I don't think Perry's coming with him.
Why?
My friend, Perry Antleman.
I don't believe
Cancel
his friend.
The whole thing.
I don't think his friend, Perry Antleman, will be coming with him. But Gronk will be in the studio with us next Tuesday at 9.
Hey,
listen.
Baby, what's up?
Let's see. This is Scott from Weymouth. Yes, hello, Scott.
What's up? Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Scott?
What's up? Danielle, I never say hi to you. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I love meeting you at Ernie's. That was such a cool time. I can't wait to see you again. Toys for Tots, right?
Yes, December.
All right, here we go. Let's get on point.
Early December. What's up?
I can't wait. I texted that to Ernie. He's like, thumbs up. You're invited. All right.
I'm sure he was thrilled.
All right, here we go. In and out in 30, Greg. You ready?
Yes.
The Pats are getting so much attention, as they should. They only play a 16-game schedule. But, prefacing Edelman, I can't wait to hear his takes. But let's switch gears real quick. The Bruins are 2-0 out on the West Coast. Guess who they're playing tonight, Greg? Las Vegas.
Yes, I know.
Now, how annoyed am I that I'm not there? Imagine going to see the game in Vegas after you go out to the Aria. You can play hooker, not a hooker with your friends. You know what I mean? Like, how am I in Vegas right now, Greg? Do you want to fly out? We'll get a couple hours.
No, I have to work. But you're talking Wiggy language. Wiggy would be the Vegas. Wiggy, you must love Vegas.
Yeah, I've only been there a couple times, but I do love Vegas.
You must love Vegas.
Because I love to gamble. I love to gamble.
What do you play?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Blackjack's my game. Or, I like street craps.
Always race.
But I do like the craps, street craps.
Though. You do?
Yeah.
I went to the casino on Saturday night. I went to Nick Verano's new restaurant, Fratelli.
Yes.
It's a good restaurant.
Yeah.
Great restaurant. All right, so.
Do you have a salad?
I had a salad. Yeah.
Did you get the meatballs?
Of course. You have to get
those meatballs are unbelievable.
The meatballs are fantastic over there at Fratelli at the new casino. All right, so Bubs Edelman ready to go right now. And Julian Edelman brought to you this week by East Coast Metal Roofing, by Manchester Airport, and by Needham Bank. Morning, Julian.
Morning.
What's going on?
Driving to work, boys and ladies.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Yeah?
Tuesday. I feel like it's a Tuesday.
I feel like when it comes to the chest, maybe things are improving a little bit.
Feels a day better than yesterday, that's for sure, Greg.
There we go.
Yes.
Day better than yesterday.
My God, I can hear the pages in the textbook flipping.
That's a Patriot
way
answer.
Every day it gets
better. Every day it gets better, doesn't it,
Wiggy? Day by day.
I'm just saying, that's like regular biology.
Mm-hmm. How difficult is it on a week like this to get back and to be ready to play with only 3 days?
I mean, it's definitely a tougher week. It's a quick week, and usually the team that prepares better has the shot of winning and getting your body turned over. And I mean, you end the gas. You kind of use all the gas during a Sunday, and then you need usually about 7 days to fill her back up. And you only have three. Right now is like a Friday. So, there's a lot of mental work. You got to be mentally in, mentally invested, because you don't necessarily get as much physical activity this week because you don't have the time to, So it's all about the preparation and being able to take it mentally and learning an opponent once again. Another week where we're playing a team that, we play in preseason a lot, but it's not really. You're not throwing out schematics or anything. You don't really know them. So New York Football Giants, it's going to be a tough week.
We were talking to Tom yesterday about that game Sunday and about how it was basically a home game. Do players on the opposing team ever complain about the fact that their stadium is being taken over by essentially by masshole Patriots fans?
They don't say anything, but you could tell that they see, it's a little defeating for them. You could just feel it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool thing. I mean, I remember when we went to San Diego in 14 and this last week, it's legitimately like it was basically a home game. It gets you fired up, and, the circus is in town, and all the Massey's got to come check them out in D.C.
Were you the phone? We gotta get you a phone deal, like some kind of a phone deal.
Gotta get him one of them cell phones that they used to be built into the car.
We need like Elon Musk to work on something technology wise. Were you surprised, Julian, that Ben Watson got released yesterday?
Playing here for so long, I've seen a lot of stuff go down. You're never really surprised. You kind of keep your head down and just worry about what you got to do to contribute to the team. It's part of the business, and it's a sucky situation. But, I mean, unfortunately, you're never surprised.
A lot of talk the last week or two, I guess, with Tom Brady about kind of the young receivers and his confidence level in them and what they need to do. As a veteran, when you look at some of those younger receivers, how do you think they're coming along at this point, 5-0?
I think all of us, you know, are still in that improving phase and still finding our niche and what we do well and what we don't do well, and learning those things and working on those things during practice. I mean, the team right now than what we're going to be in December. Now, that could be good, that could be bad. We're still in that phase of trying to figure out what we are. So, you know, I put myself in that category as well. It's not just young guys, it's not this, that, and the other. That's just football, and that's this time of year.
So, Julian, you talk about the passing game, and I think Brady talked about it yesterday on the show, about it being a work in progress. You know, what's some of the main things that you guys got to really focus on to make sure you get the passing game, you get it rolling early and often?
I think it's just pass game details.
Yeah.
You know, depths, tops of routes, this, you know, and just like, if this happens, we got to do that. If that happens, we got to do that. And it's such a team sport that, you know, 11 guys got to do something right, their job, for 5 to 6 to 7 seconds. If one guy messes up, the pass play doesn't go right. So, or the run play, or the play doesn't get executed. So I think it's just still, you know, going to work, going to practice, practicing hard. And when you do that, you know, game execution becomes practice, or practice execution becomes game reality. That's something that's always said. So, you know, I think we just got to keep working.
We also talked with Tom yesterday about this defense, and he called it one of the best that he's ever played with. When it comes to defenses that you've been with here on the Patriots, where do you rank it?
I mean, it's still early. You know, it's we've only played 5 games, but they're doing some cool stuff, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. It's fun to see. It's fun to have. So, you know, we'll leave it at that. You got so many players that have played together for a while. You got a good veteran group. You got a good young group. I mean, it's a unit that, you know, they're firing right now. And, you know, we've leaned on them a few times, a lot, and they've had our back. And right now I'm more worried about having our offense, you know, hold our end of the bargain up. So, I mean, after the season I can answer that more.
Bill Belichick called you one of the most competitive players that he's ever coached the other day, and I was wondering if that came from Frank or where do you feel like that competitive nature comes from, J.E.?
I'd have to say it's a combination of my mother and my father. You know, my mom's got that German in her, that... My grandma used to say she's meaner than a two-headed rattlesnake. You know, that kind of stubbornness that, you know, it makes you want to go out and do well, and it's like it's a gift. And then my father, with, you know, how he is and how he brought me up through, you know, practicing so much and just kind of, you know, we didn't get it right. We weren't gonna leave until we got it right, type attitude. And I think it's a combination of both. And then also, you know, being around other competitive guys on the team and stuff, you know, you feed off that, you vibe off that. And I don't know, I would say maybe it's a combination of everything. My older brother, we used to be competitive, I don't know.
Now, you talk about that competitive nature that your parents have instilled in you. Do you feel like as a player, you know, I don't feel like you get the national recognition. You obviously locally, but does that fuel you as well when you see some other wide receivers being talked about as the best in the game, and you're always one of those guys that are out on the outside looking in when it comes to the top wide receivers? Does that fuel you every single week to go out there and not only help the team, but prove to the rest of the league that you're one of the best in the game?
Honestly, no. We're into it. I'm more focused on trying to go out and win football games and let that speak for itself. You know, this is a team sport. You know, this isn't tennis or golf. The better your team does, the more success you'll have, probably.
Right. So,
you know, that, I think it goes in correlation with those types of things, and that's where I keep my focus.
All right. Well, listen, go get them.
Yep.
And we'll talk. Well, go get them.
Are you starting your fast?
What?
Are you starting your fast at sundown? Yom Kippur.
Oh yeah, it's Yom Kippur.
Yeah, have an easy fast,
yeah,
Bubs.
I'm gonna be fasting in solidarity with you.
No, you're
and,
not.
And how long does that fast have to go for? Could it be like 3 hours, or does it have to be a lengthy fast?
Sundown to sun up.
You'll never make it, Greg.
You don't think I could make it? I think I could make it.
Sundown to sun down.
Hey, did you? Hey.
I mean, I don't do the fast. Of course, I got Avodah, you know, work, and God put us on this earth to work for the glory of Him, of course. So if it has anything to affect your work, you don't have to do the fast. That's what I've been told by multiple rabbis. So I will be going to service tonight.
I'll see you down the street,
I'm excited,
Bubs.
About that. Tell me to my sins. Let's go.
What is it
good year? Shanah Tova, everyone.
I hope people aren't bothering you at Temple for autographs.
Are you
for
kidding
autographs.
Me? The Facebook feed of everyone I went to high school with when Bub shows up at services is like every broad that I graduated high school with is like, oh, Julian Edelman was at service tonight. We took pictures all night. You're a good egg, though, Julian.
You guys. Shanah Tova, have a good one. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Yom Tov.
New York Jets.
Okay, that's Mazel Tov. Is
Yom Tov.
What is it? Okay, all right.
Have a good holy day.
I mean,
Mazel Tov is, you know, congrats.
Can we get him some kind of like a satellite that is attached to his vehicle or something?
It's
so
the
that
Bluetooth
we,
connection. That's huh? what it is. It's the Bluetooth connection.
It is?
Yeah, because if he were on the phone, if he had the phone up to the ear.
Well, I blame that on the hands-free people then. Well, the people who
right.
won't.
Tell him to pick up the phone.
You know what I mean? I mean,
why don't you do what you do to a regular call? Hey, take it off speaker and turn down your radio.
I mean, in the prime of your career, when you were doing your regular radio features.
Well,
I'm
we
sure
didn't have
you,
Bluetooth.
Oh, you didn't have Bluetooth
yeah,
back
there was
then,
no Bluetooth
Wiggy?
Back
there
was then.
Wiggy was in studio with Lauren and Wally. It was a great spot.
Yeah, we didn't have Bluetooth back then. You got to pick up the flip phone and put it to your ear.
All right. Well, that's Julian Edelman here on the Greg Hill Show. I do
have you ever watched somebody die?
What
you look like during that whole
well,
segment.
It's just like, you know, we're contractually obligated to. I mean, I love the kid.
Of
don't
course.
Get me wrong. We're contractually.
You've been with him since day one.
We're contractually obligated to have mom, but I just wish he could get a good phone right. for the interview. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I told you, he needs one of those phones that are built into the car, like back in the days, like the first cell phones.
Well, you mean the ones that, like, stuck up from the middle of the
look like a house phone.
a bag phone. Wiggy, you must have had a bag phone at some point when you were, like, making your way
deals.
Into the NFL.
Drug dealers were the only people I knew with cell phones back in the day.
Wiggy had two pagers.
So I do want to, I'm going to give away the opportunity for you and a guest to come hang out with Julian on the 22nd of this month. Boston Man magazine has put Julian Edelman on the cover.
That's so gracious of you to submit it to him.
It was, well,
I mean, I know they
you know,
considered you.
Yes,
but.
they were considering he and I for the cover, and I graciously said, take me out of the running. Put him on the cover. You can just put me inside the magazine
You're
somewhere.
A mensch.
So, yeah. So do you guys know the contest number? I bet Curtis, do you know the contest number?
617-931-0937.
So I'm just going to do this. Guy didn't get permission from upstairs or downstairs, Joe.
Whoa.
I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
How about mezzanine mutt?
seventh caller. If you are the seventh caller, Curtis, give that number one more time.
617-931-0937.
All right. You and a guest, October 22nd. It's going to be somewhere in the city. You can hang out with Julian Edelman and witness the unveiling of the Boston Man magazine cover, and we will be right back with the Greg Hill Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Does that fuel you every single week to go out there and not only help the team, but prove to the rest of the league that you're one of the best in the game?
Honestly, no. Right into it.
I mean, I get it, because during that interview, and oftentimes we have Edelman on, there's text.
I would love to hear his answer.
Well, you wanted to, yeah, I know you wanted to, you didn't get an answer, Wiggy. I mean, but there's
that was
text,
by design.
There's always text messages about why do you bother, and I mean, listen, this is the Belichick thing, right? I mean, this is what Curtis hates.
He hates it.
But these guys are well-trained.
And they give you nothing.
And they give you nothing.
Nothing at all.
So the people are complaining that Edelman is giving them nothing, yet they love that Belichick gives us nothing.
A media circus.
So in essence, they're saying, I'm right, they want more, but that Belichick wins, and that's fine.
I think everybody, you know, just human nature, everybody wants more, right?
Yeah.
From an athlete who's speaking post-game or pre-game. But what ends up happening is what you've seen with Minnesota and Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, right? Take a player here who's probably not happy with his role and doesn't really say anything to the media as a Michael Bennett. But if you have the ability, because your head coach just kind of says anything, now you get into those situations where you ultimately let the issues that you might have internally now seep out. Now we all get to know what's kind of going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, but we always find out what's going on eventually, Wiggy. I mean, the Wickersham story was proof of that.
Yeah, but the Wickersham story came out in the offseason after
January.
In the offseason after everything was done.
Offseason, they were heading to a playoff run. What are you talking about?
But the season, it doesn't affect the season.
It was in the middle of the season.
It doesn't affect it. Like, how do you not understand that part of when you look at, even if that story comes out, it doesn't affect what's going on in that locker room. It doesn't. Players don't buy into you. You talk to Julian Edelman every week. You talk to Tom Brady. I mean, damn, how many times do you sit there and listen? I don't listen to every Tom Brady interview, but Curtis and Ken and you guys, you listen to it. They're not giving you nothing, and it's by design. And they don't come across as morons for saying this, that, and the other and allowing stuff that the Wickersham story is somebody.
January 5th, 2018.
Right, but it's another person writing a story. It's not somebody in that locker room. It's not Adam Thielen. It's not Stephon Diggs.
Tom Brady encouraged Patriots to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
You really believe that? If you believe that, you're a moron.
I'm a moron. Yes. Seth Wickersham made that out of thin air.
There's no way I believe that part of that, that Tom Brady encouraged the team to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. That just sounds stupid. Stupid.
I think Tom Curran, people who report very actively and are pro-team, even have come around and
said
that
happened.
Yeah,
but there are plenty of people who have reported that are pro-team that come out with stories and their sources are 100% wrong. I mean, we see it all the time.
So Seth Wickersham is totally lying.
I didn't say he was lying.
But your entire point is wrong, Wiggy.
I didn't say he was lying. I said the information that he might have got might have been bad information. I don't believe that.
So he's a bad reporter.
No, doesn't make him a bad reporter.
Well, if he used bad information and went with it, that's his fault, right?
Doesn't make him a bad reporter.
The great thing about
The
great thing about sports radio is you can still be talking about the Wickersham piece years later, Wiggy. Isn't that great?
Right.
One of the things I love about it.
You can ask his source Gronk next Tuesday.
Greg, you know why? That's because when they have nothing, they have to be able to have their argument kind of fit what they're saying. They have to take that piece that they believe is truth, but when somebody says, well, I don't believe it, well, it's got to be right. He wrote it down. Oh, is he a bad reporter because he wrote it? Is he lying? No. Maybe he just got bad information.
Or maybe you're a honk and don't want to admit that happened.
But why don't you want to admit that people put stuff out all the time and it's bad information? They're just sources are wrong, or maybe they just heard it from a third party and it's not all the way right. Why can't you admit that part of it? But that doesn't happen in his world.
But one thing that we know for sure, they tell Edelman to use a bad phone with a wireless connection, right? That is an Ernie Adams edict. Because I'm serious. They probably say, hey, you'll probably drop out for 10 seconds. That's good. The less information that gets through, the better.
Or maybe it's the intentional dropout when you're on the...
Yeah, he's trying to act like he can't hear. He can't hear the question.
Yeah, but Brady's phone is fine. I mean,
no, Brady's phone is always fine. There's never any problems with Tom Brady's phone. It's only Edelman's phone.
We had James White yesterday on Dale and Keith, and his phone was fine.
His phone fine? Everything's fine. It's just Edelman's phone. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, speaking of yesterday, you know how we were talking yesterday about you're at a place of business and the person who is working there is on their phone?
Yes.
And they won't get off the phone, and it's delaying you getting what you need to get done at the place of business.
Right. Usually food or alcohol. That's what makes me the most upset.
How do you feel about when you're at a place and you're trying to get business done and the person who's working there is flirting with a customer that is in front of you and delaying you in getting what you need to get done?
One acronym, four letters, GTFO.
So like, same.
Do it on your own time.
Do it on your own time.
I have no time or pay. You want to circle back around to the person later after you've handled my business?
Yeah.
That's fine. But you're working. Get to the customer. Let's focus.
Well, there's a story in the news today about a Jack in the Box where when it came to the drive-thru, there was a customer who was pissed because the girl that was working the drive-thru was flirting with a dude that was
trying to get paid,
which was in line. We have some audio from it, and the girl, it gets a little bit. She kind of has a short fuse, I guess one would say.
Yo,
what? Excuse me.
What's going on with the food? It sounds like
what am I doing? I'm correcting my order.
Damn. All right, don't get smart with me.
Excuse me?
Don't get smart with me. Everybody doing the same thing.
You're gonna be rude. I'm not gonna take your order.
I already made an order. What are you talking about?
You're gonna be rude. I'm not gonna take your order.
What?
If you're gonna be rude,
yo, you're not.
You
can, yo,
take my. You can go ahead and leave. I'm not taking your
order. Are you a manager?
You
the manager? You the manager? They already took my order.
Oh well, I didn't charge you, so you can go ahead and go.
Are you a manager? What's your name? Yeah.
What's your name? My name?
I love it. You a manager? I'm not taking your order. You can't.
Drive-through rage.
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
I'm guilty of the slight passive aggressive. Like if the person pulls up and they're on the phone ordering, or if something's taking like a super long time, and I'm like, what did this person order?
Well, but that's the person, not the actual employee who's flirting.
Yeah, but you should never really go after the employee when they're making your food.
Right. Not before you get your food.
Get your food first and then complain.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Always grab your food first, and then you can give it to a million ways to Sunday, but don't do it before you get your food.
Yeah.
If they take the bag back and they say, oh, let me fix this, you just drive off.
Yeah.
Just count it as an L.
All right, well, drive-through rage.
Yep.
WPS.
Now, that was BPS all day long.
That's BPS. Yeah. It's both ways, though. I mean, it could be WPS.
No, WPS, the person behind them would have just been a little. They wouldn't have said anything.
They wouldn't have said it. No, they would have been passive
aggressive. They would have done it with the windows closed.
Yeah, with the windows closed.
This is ridiculous.
You know what they would have did? They would have recorded themselves.
Yeah.
And said, oh, my God, you will not believe this. I am at a Jack in the Box here, and I'm trying to get an order done, and there's this lady, she's just so mean. And then they would have rolled up, can I get this?
It would have gone right to Yelp. Are there a lot of Yelps about Jack in the Box?
You think? You know what? They email Yelp customer support and they demand a $10 gift card.
Brother's going to pull out his phone and be like, hey, where my food? Why you taking all day over there? What you doing?
All right, Wiggy.
World star.
Wiggy is here. Coming up in just a little bit. There is a big Halloween controversy. I think it's the first of the season here in Massholia. So we'll talk about why some in Braintree have their panties in a bunch over a neighbor celebrating Halloween next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.